This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 871. Is there ever a good time to use the word ain't in English? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Connection, not perfection, holds up in most situations, but not in this one. And the words we choose mark our status in life. Get our stern warning about one word that you should avoid today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm good. It's January 2nd. I'm still feeling motivated after our episode yesterday about setting visions and intentions and dopamine and standing desks and all that good stuff.
Yes, that was fun. Are you standing or sitting now?
Right now, I'm still sitting. Clearly, I haven't made the change. No. But after we record today, I will be standing up again.
Okay, good. I'm going to need a picture for proof.
Yeah. You're tough.
I'm just joking. But holding you accountable. You know what? I wish maybe we should be like accountability partners.
We should be. You got to have an accountability partner. It's really effective. You know, it can be really effective. Go ahead.
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Okay. All right. No worries. Well, I was just thinking when you mentioned that, Michelle, accountability partners, I'm thinking that our listeners are our accountability partners because they listen 4 days a week.
And, that's true.
You know, you guys keep us motivated. You keep us going here. And I want to say thank you to the ones who went ahead and reviewed us in the iTunes store. Thank you to Max One Maz from Russia, Irene BB from China, Louise239407 from Mexico, and Pare Por Aqui from Brazil. Thank you, guys. And if you haven't reviewed us, please go over and do it right now and subscribe to the show. So, Michelle, I just want to ask you a quick question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so when you hear the word ain't, like A-I-N-apostrophe-T, what do you think? What comes to your mind?
I mean, a lot of different things. Number one is, I think, as a teacher, incorrect grammar.
You cringe.
I cringe a little bit. I also think, you know, it's kind of like very, very casual, like sometimes used in songs.
Yeah.
It does make me cringe though. But some people have a special style for using it. Like they might use it at, like, just like never use it and then use it one time to get some sort of point across or to, I don't know. It's interesting. Yeah. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it can be used in an artful way, like in songs and movies, and sometimes like maybe certain comedians might be able to use it artfully, right? Or if you're performing on stage. But if it's just repeatedly used in everyday conversation, I cringe. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, like, I think the person is not educated.
I mean, it's I do think we're going to be kind of strong on this today. Like, it's a word that is a marker. Like, it marks you often as being in a certain class, a certain level of education. Yeah. I mean, straight up, that's what I think. I don't want to sugarcoat this here. So, you know, I mean, so this is all based on a question from a listener. So, Michelle, let's check out the question from the listener and then we'll be able to answer it a little bit better. So would you mind reading the question for us?
Sure. Here we go. Thank you so much for the reply to my previous question about Gotten. You people are wonderful. Thanks again for your work. Thank you.
Hey, no problem.
Now I have a few more words to ask. I hope these are informal. As I'm not a native speaker, I can't feel the way the speaker tries to convey them. Today I want to ask about only two of them. The first one is ain't. The alternative is the alternative of is not and are not? Can we use it in place of hasn't and haven't? From Minhajuddin Khan. Thank you.
Wow, that's interesting. I wonder where this listener heard ain't. I have a feeling it was just like in the movies or on TV. That's what I think. Yeah. So there's a little bit of a danger of just hearing something in the movies and just applying it to your everyday conversation. But it's a great question. So we want to say thank you to this listener for the question. Yeah. You know, again, what is our position today on this in everyday conversation, Michelle? When it comes to ain't, should we use it? Yes or no?
I would say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. And would you agree?
I would. I agree. I think because I think that when you we're going to talk a little bit about how it's found in movies and how it's found in music, but those are exceptional situations, usually with native speakers who know what they're saying. They know that they're not using it completely seriously.
Right.
For our listeners, for you guys, if you're just dropping it into your everyday conversation, it's going to have a very different tone. It's going to be received very differently and not necessarily in a good way. So, and again, how does it sound, Michelle, to you?
It sounds maybe like you might be a little bit like you don't know the right thing to say. So you're saying ain't. So it maybe sounds like a little bit uneducated or something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. But what about our connection, not perfection idea? I mean, that's our philosophy. So why does that not fall into this? I mean, why doesn't that idea fall into this? I mean, ain't is a mistake. It's not perfect. So what do you think about that, Michelle?
Yeah, but I mean, the idea is that this falls out of this, right?
Yeah.
I think that this is just like, it's almost like a decision that you're making to use that word. And yes, sometimes it can be for a certain style or something, but it's not something that you should be using all the time. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think that, you know, connection, not perfection, the theory, our philosophy is based on the idea that we shouldn't let mistakes or fear of mistakes get in the way of connection. But this is, like you said, Michelle, this is kind of a conscious choice. So we know that ain't is, first of all, we should back up a little bit. We should say, what does ain't actually mean? Like, what is it a mistake for? Do you know what I mean, Michelle? What does it actually mean? Are you back to work after New Year's Day? This is the time to get on the right track for 2018. And the simplest thing that you can do right now is to subscribe to get our transcripts every Monday by email. You'll be able to mimic our voices while reading the exact words that we use. To get the skills to speak like a native and connect, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. And when you go there, you save 50% off the full price of the transcripts. allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Stop hesitating, stop forgetting words, and start speaking naturally. If these are your goals for 2024, then get ready for our B2 English Fluency course coming very soon. It will help you complete all of these goals in a clear study plan. The course will be available soon, but you can take action today by completing our fluency quiz. To get your fluency level, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. See you there.
Right. I would say that it's for is not.
Yeah, I would agree. So is not, sometimes are not, like I've heard people say they ain't, right? They are not. Okay. I've never seen it. The listener directly asked if it can be used in place of have not and has not. I haven't seen it that way, used that way to replace those. Have you?
No, I'm only thinking like, oh, I ain't got a car.
Right, but or in that case, the got is the have, using, right?
Right, exactly. That's right. So no, I haven't really thought of it as like an have not or has not, right?
Yeah, it's more like to replace the to be verb.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. But it does kind of fall out of connection, not perfection, because sometimes we make a choice. And if we're telling you now that it's incorrect, and then if you continue to use it, that's a choice that you're making, the choice to always be incorrect. OK, so we're just going to be a little bit stern today and say, don't use it.
Yeah. That's okay. Good.
But I mean, what we do need to understand it, though, because it is a big part of our culture. I mean, you know, where do we see it in our culture?
I think a lot about, you know, maybe about the South, right? So like in in the movie Sweet Home Alabama, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, that was on TV recently, and you definitely could hear people in that movie using that phrase. But when Reese Witherspoon, she was the actress in there, when she moved to New York City from Alabama, I can guarantee you she dropped the ain't.
So was she used? Did you hear her using it in the movie?
No, I didn't hear her use. Because have you seen this movie, Sweet Home Alabama? I mean,
probably 15 years ago.
A long time ago, right? Well, it's the story of this girl who grows up in Alabama, where everyone is probably using ain't. And then she leaves and she goes to New York City and becomes this big city girl. And then she comes back. She realizes that she's lost the humility of her youth. And, you know, it's that kind of story. But regarding language, I can guarantee you if someone is trying to succeed in New York City and they're from Alabama, they're going to consciously drop the ain't.
Right. True.
Okay. So we want our listeners to understand what it means. You know, we're going to hear it in tons of songs, like pop, even pop music, not just country music, you know?
Right. Like Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Or I love the one Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone.
That's a good one.
By Bill Withers. It's a great one. Okay. So it's not a problem that they're using ain't in these titles, in these lyrics. It's very different. I think our listeners understand this, right? It's different between lyrics and everyday conversation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's much more poetic in a song, you know, and it's just meant to convey a certain idea. And it's also meant to fit in with the timing of the music. So, like, you're not going to say, like, it would just sound so differently if it was there is no sunshine or there's not any sunshine, right? It just, you know, it just doesn't fit in the mood.
That's a really good point. I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, when you're writing a song, you need it to fit into the rhythm. And ain't is really convenient for a lot of singers, right? For a lot of songs. So you are going to hear that a lot in the movies, a lot in music and performances.
Right.
So I like to look up words and see about the history of them. And okay. I have a quote from Wikipedia. Maybe I'll go ahead and start reading it and then you can take over. So this quote about this word ain't. So ain't is found throughout the English speaking world across regions and classes and is among the most pervasive non-standard terms in English. It is one of two negation features, the other being the double negative, that are known to appear in all non-standard English dialects. Okay. Also, ain't is used throughout the UK. Interesting. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No.
It says, with its geographical distribution increasing over time, it is also found throughout the United States, including the Appalachia. Okay. The South. New England, although New England, I guess maybe if you go to rural parts of New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, but not urban areas, right? Mm-hmm. The Mid-Atlantic, which is where you're from. Michelle, you're from the Mid-Atlantic. Did you ever hear ain't when you were growing up?
I mean, I've definitely heard it, but I wouldn't say too much.
Yeah. And also it says upper Midwest. And its geographical ubiquity, ain't is to be contrasted with other folk usages such as y'all, which is confined to the South.
Right.
So interesting. So just talking about the regions where it's found. But yeah, I think it's definitely it's a signal that you're possibly from like from the countryside, maybe that you haven't been educated. Maybe you do know that it's wrong, but it's just, it's like, you know, our words create a culture, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it just becomes part of the culture. And in that situation, it's not even, it doesn't necessarily show, oh, people are uneducated. It's a choice that like, you know, people around you are saying it, and, you know, it's a choice. And it kind of takes away the idea of being, you know, what we're saying is being uneducated, because people are just kind of choosing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're within that culture, right, is what you're saying?
Exactly.
Right. But the problem happens when we're moving outside of that culture, exactly. Right? And then people automatically make judgments. I mean, language attitudes are so strong, we don't even realize it. I find that really interesting. We judge people so quickly based on how they look, and then when they open their mouth, how they sound. It's so, you know, we want you guys to succeed in English. So definitely strong warning against using this. Let's just do a role play to show how this would actually fit into a sentence. If our listeners were in the South, how ain't might be put in there. Okay. Michelle, would you be able to do a Southern accent, like a Southern twang, a country accent?
Sure.
Okay. All right. We'll let you do that then. Here we go. So, hey, your dog is a bully. He stole my dog's food.
He ain't so bad. Just a little hungry is all.
I love that. You sound very Alabama there.
Thank you. Okay,
so that's where that goes. I mean, you would hear that used as you're basically saying he is not so bad, right? He's not so bad. He's just hungry. Okay. So, I mean, what should our listeners use instead of saying he ain't so bad?
Well, you would just use the correct negative form, right? So you could say he's not so bad, or if you're using have, what would you say, Lindsay?
Yeah, so it doesn't really replace have that much, but if for some reason you think it does, it doesn't have, right? Or is not, are not, they are not so bad. He is not so bad. Okay, so just say it correctly, basically. What's the takeaway today, Michelle?
Don't use ain't.
Yeah, don't.
You know, and listen, you know, listen to people around you. Listen to where you do hear it, because you'll definitely hear it, right? But it'll give you, if you listen for it, it'll give you more of an idea when it actually is used, right? So you can, you know, kind of get a sense of it. But yeah, I think overall, it's a good idea to try and not say it.
Yeah, I agree. So I think we've put ain't in its place here. You guys understand that it's not meant to be spoken. It's really meant just to be enjoyed and listened to in music and movies. And there's only a few, like a handful of words in the English language that we're going to say that about, that just don't use it. But this is one of them. So, so there you go. All right. Awesome. So guys, remember, if you want to know exactly what we said on the show today, you know, it's 2018. It's a good time to subscribe and get the podcast. Go to All Ears English. Sorry, get the transcripts. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You will save 50% and you'll receive them every week for the upcoming week. Okay. Every Monday for the upcoming week.
Perfect.
Okay. Very cool. And don't forget, if you are preparing for the IELTS exam in 2018, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. Okay. I think we have really nailed this topic pretty well, Michelle.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, good. Well, this has been an interesting one. Thanks, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.